Hey, if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, there is a great movie to check out. Chris Evans, Robert Downey Jr., Captain America, Civil War.
You've operated with unlimited power and no supervision.
That's something the world can no longer tolerate.
Stay out of this one.
People that shoot at you usually wind up shooting at me too.
You know what's about to happen.
What do?
We fight.
Since time immemorial, when comic books come to life, everybody wins.
Except in this one.
Uh-oh. Our buddy Ken Jackman, our movie reviewer at Ken Dog's Movie House, is here. Hello, buddy.
Hello.
So what do you mean, except maybe this one?
Well, let me tell you something. This one is probably, the hyperbole is actually right. This may be one of the best comic book movies of all time.
Really?
Putting it up there with the things like The Dark Knight, then second one in the Nolan with Heath Ledger's Joker. It's certainly one of the more emotional of the bunch, because the emotional stakes are higher. There's plenty of big action, plenty of humor. And the Russos, Anthony and Joe, they're the directors of this. They directed Winter Soldier, which is a very good one as well. Yes, exactly. And they do something that Batman vs. Superman couldn't do, is juggle these multiple storylines in this huge cast. Everybody gets a chance to shine. And it, including the new additions, Chadwick Boseman's Black Panther, he got a huge reaction from the audience. I was there.
Nice.
And even bigger, Tom Holland's Spider-Man, who steals the show in the...
Boy, that reaction out of Dan, that means something.
Yeah.
Why does that mean something?
Well, because Spider-Man has been owned by Sony for a long time, and they made a deal with Marvel Studios to bring him into this Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
They do not disappoint. He's a kid. He's 16, 17-year-old high school, and got the hero worship going on, especially for Tony Stark. And his line delivery, even as Peter Parker, is pitch perfect.
Dan said something interesting off air, because you're going out of town. You're going to a wedding over the weekend. And so you can't catch the film this weekend. Otherwise, you would have left here at 9 o'clock and stood in line. But he did say, give me one hint. And I don't want to spoil it for anybody. No spoilers here. So you said what?
I said, how many people died? And your...
Actually,
reaction
my thing is, actually, it's not necessarily about physical death. This is emotional. The stakes are emotional in this particular thing. And it being a comic book movie, nobody really stays dead or injured forever. So I'm not going to tell you who, I'm not going to tell you how many, but I will tell you that it's more of a changing the scope of the Avengers and the Marvel Cinematic Universe forever. It's more of an emotional thing.
So, and you know what I like? You know what I liked about this was these movies have been built up over the last 10 years or so. So there's an emotional investment from the very first one, which was Iron Man. Unlike the Batman and Superman movie, which they just sort of throw you in and you really don't have any emotional attachment. The writing has been great. The story's been great. And the actors that they get have been fantastic.
And the thing of it is, they're doing something. The only thing I can compare is to Harry Potter, bringing the same actors back to play these iconic roles. And usually it's a comic book movie, so movies like Robert Downey Jr. or guys like Robert Downey Jr. wouldn't work. So.
Okay, before we let you go, for people who may not be into comic book films, there's another movie that it's a Netflix special movie called Special Correspondence, and here's a little clip.
We're meant to go to Ecuador. We got as far as an apartment in New York across the road from the radio station.
Live from Ecuador, Frank Bonneville has an exclusive.
The desert sand has brought the city to a standstill.
Sky has changed color.
The sun has all but disappeared.
I think we need more information, because I'm pretty sure sand isn't a big problem in Ecuador.
So you know that voice, that's Ricky Gervais.
Yes, and he wrote and directed this film, and this is actually really, really good. For folks like you guys who are doing the radio stuff, you guys are going to love it, because it shows kind of what goes on behind the scenes. And it's basically a comedy, kind of a farce comedy, and it works really well as an antidote if you're not going to go out and stand in line in the multiplex. So you just have Netflix streaming.
Netflix original.
Yes, very,
excellent.
Very good.
Ken, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
You know, he's our buddy, Ken Jackman, also known as Ken Dog's Movie House here at KFPK. Yes?
For those people that you said that might not like comic book movies, I just don't think I want to really know them.
They're not your friends,
are
we?
They're not my friends.
Sorry.
Yeah.
We have our own little club, and you're not in it.